Of course, there you are without the Glen contingent, which is perhaps an appropriate cue to look forward to the game in Newry tomorrow. A massive game. Is it the biggest ever club semi-final that we've had?
It's a big statement, Chris. It probably is in terms of, even without last year's controversy, it's a big game. Glen are obviously been, you know, they're back-to-back Ulster champions, and Kilmacud Crokes are a household name. You know, they're all through GAA. So, but then add in what happened last year and the 16th man, and I suppose Kilmacud will maybe be looking on it as people say we won the Asterix All-Ireland, so they've something to prove. Also, Glen were very close, but just didn't take their chances. So they're obviously, they'll have a chip on their shoulder as well. So it makes for a brilliant game. I can't wait.
So starting 15 from the All-Ireland final, only 10 of the Kilmacud players lined out in the recent Leinster club decider against Naas. So a little bit of a contrast there to Glen, pretty much have effectively the same personnel as last year.
Yes, Glen, albeit I suppose one notable one, Chris, with Kieran McFaul coming back. He obviously missed the year with being away in America, and ironically he played for the same club as Paul Mannion, and what's the bets he end up marking Esau tomorrow in Newry, which would be a great matchup. You chatted about Kilmacud's changes. I think it's guys who are travelling, but the hero of last year's All-Ireland final, and something that was probably lost in all the controversy, was Conor Ferris's unbelievable match winning save. I'm led to believe he had a poor Dublin semi-final and has since been dropped, so that's probably the one sort of change apart from the guys who went travelling. But make no mistake about it, tomorrow Newry's going to be packed. If the weather's good, you can imagine the crowd will be there, and I just can't wait. And I'm sure, you know, a lot of neutrals across Ulster, Leinster, Ireland, I'm sure they'll make the journey to Newry.
Now, you mentioned Conor Ferris. His replacement, David Higgins, wasn't even part of the squad for last year's decider. And indeed, I believe he was better known as an outfield player. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. The Crokes have averaged 17 points per game in Leinster. Against that, they have conceded quite a bit. Indeed, they conceded 3 goals in their last 6 matches. So could that be telling?
It could be. And you're talking about there, Chris, I think the Raheny game, I think they were very close to going out of it. And Luke Ward got a goal, maybe with, he was only on the pitch 8 minutes, and he scored a goal to bring it to extra time. And then obviously it went to penalties, albeit Raheny were without Brian Hurd, I believe, that night. So, but that was the big game. And ironically, when they were getting it tight, also within the 8 days of that game, Slantneil pushed Glen to the pin of their collar. You know, when there was a goal, Danny Tallon hopped the ball in and it went all the way to the net. So as much as it was sort of written in the stars they would meet, in that 8 day period, it very nearly didn't happen, but it's here, and it's probably Glen didn't hit the heights yet. You know, in Ulster, they were, you know, they probably were wasteful in their first 2 games, and I watched the Scotstown Glen match back again last night, and it was a clinking game, so they probably do feel that they have more to give. And I suppose with, you know, even in some cases they think they didn't perform in last year's final, albeit if Conor Ferris doesn't get his hand to that ball, you know, controversy or no controversy, Glen are All-Ireland champions. So that's the fine margins you get at this level. But I've said it over this past few weeks when I've been reporting on the Ulster Club Championship, the only disappointing thing about this is tomorrow evening that's gone. You just want a competition like this to go on forever, because it brings so much, you know, imagination to communities all across Ireland. So, well, this time tomorrow, we'll know who's left in the race for Andy Merrigan.
Now, defensively, Glen very strong. I was reading there their last 6 games, 11 points was the highest score put up against them. Their average concession rate across the last 6 matches was just 8 points, and they've only shipped 1 goal in the last 6 outings. So, Kilmacud are going to have to break down that defence.
They will have to, and whenever you talk about that, Chris, you're probably chatting about the, you know, Dara Mullen is an excellent forward for Kilmacud. Dara Mullen, Shane Walsh and Mannion, they're their key scorers up there, you know, and probably if somebody told Malik O'Rourke right now, yes, they'll probably keep those 3 boys under wraps. I think it would go a long way to winning the game for Glen. So that's the 3 boys they need to tie down. And as you said, Chris, they were racking up big scores with those 3 boys, so that'll be the debate tomorrow to see who comes out in those battles.
Key players, no doubt Conor Glass will be a pivotal figure.
Will be, I think Conor gets an awful lot of unfair criticism, to be honest. I think, you know, I've said it to lots of people, Conor has been compared to Anthony Toole. Anthony Toole came back from Australia, was a free-scoring midfielder. Conor's a completely different player. He's a defensive midfielder. He'll pop up for an odd score, and I think he gets a lot of unfair criticism because he's not doing what Anthony Toole did, and they're two different players. But when you watch off the ball, the things he does, he filters back, he covers space. You know, that free role that Kieran McFaul plays, number six, is like a footballing centre, number six. If Conor Glass isn't at home, Kieran McFaul can't play that role. You know, Conor's back covering. You know, I interviewed Kieran McFaul a couple of years ago, and he says, look, Conor just covers for me whenever I'm going forward, so that's a perfect, you hit the nail on the head there. You know, he's a big player, as is Ethan Doherty for them. You know, the amount of inter-county managers over this past couple of years who have found it hard to keep tabs on Ethan Doherty, never mind club level tomorrow.
Hard one to call, Mal. One thing for sure, if there's any substitutions late on in the game, people will be counting how many players are on the pitch for obvious reasons. Kilmacud against Glen, 3:45 throw-in. Just finally, the venue, do you think that has any advantage for Glen rather than for Kilmacud?
I think it's only fair, to be honest. Likewise, I think it would have been unfair if Kilmacud had to play Glen in Armagh. Like, the Glen boys have played so many Macquarie Cup games, Derry games, Glen games at that venue. So they're very familiar. And Kilmacud played Queens in a challenge game within the past couple of weeks for a run out. And I'm led to believe that Glen played Cullyhanna. You know, so at least they've both had a run out on it, but I think it's fair. I actually thought it would probably be either Kingspan, Breffni or Newry, so I think that's definitely a fair call, Chris.
One last thing, Mal, we'll put your head on the block here. Two predictions. I think I might be able to guess both of them. Who's going to win these two big games today and tomorrow?
I think I may be biased saying Derry and Glen, but the McKenna Cup's a bit more unpredictable, but tomorrow's game, it's going all the way to the wire, and I just think Glen might edge it.